Lake House. The Lake House is the largest hotel in the village and built on the oldest hotel site at the lake. It is 300 feet long, 3 stories high, with front and back piazzas. From the house, a lovely tree-covered lawn slopes down to the water's edge, while the front is shaded by a fine double row of maples. On the grounds are 3 pretty cottages. All the steamboats touch at the dock, and stages leave the door, connecting with all trains. In the house is a barber shop, within the general office a book and paper stand, a telegraph office, and a magnificent collection of relics consisting of a piece of bombshell, Indian pestle, and a tumbler of toothpicks. The hotel is open for the reception of guests from May to November. Connected with the hotel is the livery and boarding stables of Jenkins and Burgess, where everything found in a first-class establishment may be obtained at reasonable rates, for the proprietors are first-class and reasonable fellows themselves. The Harris House, between the Lake House and Post Office, is new, well-liked, and partakes more of the character of a select boarding house, having accommodations for about 40 guests. The ice cream parlors connected with it are models of neatness, chaste and inviting, and furnished with all kinds of confectionery, ices, and that delicious fizzing combination of wind and sweetness known as soda water. The Central Hotel, opposite the courthouse, is kept by T.G. Hoyt, well and favorably known among sportsmen as the landlord of the Adirondack House at Warrensburg. And in his new role of catering to tourists and summer boarders generally, they may rest assured that he will fully sustain the reputation already won of a well-served table supplied with all the luxuries of the season. At the south end of the village is Carpenter's Hotel, also open the year round, which with several private families who take city boarders, constitute the accommodations for the class spoken of. 2 churches, Presbyterian and Episcopal. 3 or 4 stores where anything in a small way from a bustle to a banjo may be obtained. Post office, the stately courthouse with cells in the cellar, 2 pumps and Harve. Crandall's palatial blacksmithing establishment constitute the other attractions of this noted place. While tourists blossom on every hillside, Lake George presents a lively appearance. But when the source of revenue is removed and cold winter sets in, it is said that the inhabitants imitate the example of Bruin, who retires to some den and sucks his claws until awakened by the breath of spring, when he wanders forth, seeking whom he may devour.